U.S. economic data has been stronger of late, and the Fed minutes just revealed some Fed members had a preference to cut rates at a more gradual pace. So on balance, there should be no surprise to see another wave of dollar demand. But as we also continue to point out, equity market investors aren't bothered with the possibility the Fed may need to be a little less aggressive with rate cuts, either because they think the Fed will change its tune again, or because they are happy with the fact that whatever the case, policy is shifted back to the accommodative side, all while the U.S. economic outlook looks up. And so U.S. equities have broken out to yet another fresh record high. Many of the bigger banks are upping end-of-year S&P 500 forecast bets, with some notable institutions calling for 6,000. As far as other currencies go, the euro didn't get any help from the German GDP downgrade. Germany now sees 2024 GDP in negative territory, which would mean the second year of negative growth and the first back-to-back decline since the unification in 1990. Meanwhile, ECB officials have added to the downside pressure with some dovish speak. We are seeing attempts at a recovery in currencies against the buck early Thursday, though the follow-through has been quite mild thus far. Other notable developments include above-forecast Japan producer prices data, which could be helping to slow the pace of yen declines. Meanwhile, the Australian and New Zealand dollars are perhaps hoping they will get some good news around announcements of additional stimulus out of China. Key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from German retail sales, the ECB minutes, US CPI, and US initial jobless claims. That's all for now.